You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Time for an Awakening is a proud part of the Black Talk Radio Network.
Talking to my people, yeah. Talking to the ghetto, ghetto. You're out there floating on your own. Somehow occupy your mind. You fight the hurt when you're alone. Seems as though reality dropped another lie at your feet. Now that you face another day, it leaves you feeling like you'd like to take it. Your eyes see things and say, no way. Feels like there's an enemy in everyone who loves you. Ghetto, ghetto people,
what are you gonna do?
Tell me,
do you really think that?
Do you really think that
the government cares about you?
No, they don't. Gonna turn to you. Listen to me, I'm trying to tell y'all, yeah.
Ghetto people,
oh yeah.
Where you wanna be?
Where you wanna
tell
be?
Tell me why your life is.
Tell me.
I'm running like a rare disease.
I'm running like a rare disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up your self-respect.
Stop it,
ghetto people.
Show some love for yourself, people. Life can take some strange turns on you. Living with the things thrown at you leaves you in the cold with a day that's not worth having. Chances are the shortfalls of greed won't ever come to feel what you need when what you really want inside can only come from you. The day will come when all of your pride leaves you standing around looking like, what am I gonna do? You have those feelings deep inside, a strange kind of sadness you can never get used. Ghetto people,
what are you trying to prove?
Come on, tell me, y'all.
Do you really think that?
Do you really think that
the world gives a damn about you?
Hell no, it don't. Ghetto people,
who you gonna turn to?
Who you gonna turn to? Listen, people, you better take a look at yourself. Yeah, talking to my people. You're
living like you're living,
living like you're living,
caught up in the make-believe,
lost in your dream, ghetto people,
stop giving up your self-respect,
stop it,
people,
talking to my people, yeah, life can take some strange turns on you, living with the things thrown at you, leaves you in the cold. A day that's not worth having. Chances on the shortfalls of greed won't ever come to feel what you need when what you really want inside can only come from you.
Ghetto people,
yeah.
What are you gonna
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa.
Call may be recorded or transcribed.
Zangai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather was accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it was not, and it had to get done, it must be done, it will get done, because you, brothers and sisters, will get it done. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcast. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. And, of course, if you want to listen to this program, don't go to TuneIn. Bump TuneIn. But if you want to listen to a radio program, let's say, for instance, you live here in Atlanta, but you're from Cincinnati, or you're from Milwaukee, or you're from wherever, and you want to listen to some old radio or some radio programs from back where you're from, then you can go to TuneIn. More than likely, they might be on. You know, I listen to WNOV in Milwaukee on TuneIn. Or you can get it direct. But don't go to TuneIn because they'd be having commercials when you do it. Time for Awakening. Go directly to timeforanawakening.com. On the page, on the right side, is the link. Okay? Hit that and you can listen to the program live, commercial free, uninterrupted. There you go. Ah, yeah. Time for an awakening. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening, of course, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Thursdays from 7 to 8, Black Liberation Movement, the Mississippi on the Move, with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. On Fridays at 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Saturdays from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. On Sunday, last night, had a good program last night. Didn't get a chance to listen, but from 7 until Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Oh, also, too, of course, usually I mention it when I first talk about the program, but if you want to look, if you want to go direct, you can, whatever search engine that you use, go to babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net. And when you do that, then there'll be programs that are dated and titled. You can listen that way. So there's many ways, brothers and sisters, you can do this. Okay? There's many ways. Yeah. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Brothers and sisters, get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans, Brother Momani Tayemba, who is getting ready to take another group of our people on a trip of a lifetime. That's right. He is about to take them right to Liberia and Morocco. March 29th to April 9th. Then after that, July 11th to July 23rd to Ghana. November 21st to December 2nd, Kemet. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azinya. April 1st to April 11th, 2025, Senegal and Gambia. May 24th to June 6th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, Brazil.
brothers and sisters, go to the website, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Everything you need is there. All the paperwork, all the information that you may need, shots, visas, whatever. But if you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to Facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to YouTube.com/Bomani2007. AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Habashah. Habashah has a program coming up February 3rd, coming up real soon, Sunday. It's this Sunday, because right, February 2nd, I think is, no, Saturday. This is this Saturday, family. This Saturday, February 3rd, Saturday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Art Exchange. I look forward to being there, because I haven't seen my good friend Kenneth Zaki in quite a while. So I definitely look forward to seeing my good brother Kenneth Zaki. So I'll be there on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. celebrating 22 years of reparative agriculture. That's right. Because, you know, they got the programs. They got the Habashah Works Program, Black to Our Roots, Sustainable Seeds, Golden Growers, and Urban Green Jobs. They got the Kashi Project in Ghana that they unveiled 2 years ago, October 22. So check out, if you're in the Atlanta area, definitely check out the Art Exchange and the celebration of 22 years for Habashah, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Brothers and sisters, the Ledge Group, they deal in areas of the four areas of human necessity, of human existence: food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in 6 different countries in Africa, and they have over 170 employed and over 260 members. Become a member of the Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Abibiatumi.com. Brothers and sisters, go to Abibiatumi.com and join the social networking. Abibiatumi.com. Transforming digital ideas to physical realities. Abibiatumi.com. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. Brothers and sisters, go to his website, theministerofwellness.com. Theministerofwellness.com. He has a lot of good stuff that he has here. Disease-fighting herbal extracts, fat-blasting package that he has, CMOS, immune system, high-quality vitamins and minerals. You know, a lot of times you're sick because you're mentally deficient. Yeah. Yeah. You're just minerally deficient, man. Okay? And the same thing with my other good brother, Brother Jabril, Smy Pharmacy. Brothers and sisters, contact Brother Jabril at 770-765-7751. 770-765-7751. Smy Pharmacy. S-M-A-I-F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. Contact them at Gmail. At this address. SMAIFARMACY@gmail.com. Smy Pharmacy. The Moses West Foundation. Water is essential for life and a universal human right. Water is essential for life and it is a human right. A universal human right for all humanity. The funds is used for atmospheric water generator, development and installation, research and development, operational costs, education, awareness, energy response, and sustainability projects. That's what the water is for. That's what the money is for, to develop these water projects that go around the world. The Moses West Foundation family. Water is free. Yes. You know, that's what happened in Flint a few years ago, if you remember, and it's still not good in Flint. It's still not good in Jackson, Mississippi. Man. The brother went to Flint And the Caucasian who was working with him at the time wanted to monetize it. He wanted to charge the people. And Brother Moses West was adamant, no, we're not going to do that. And so they split. And so he couldn't use the machine in Flint. And he retooled it and sent it to Jackson, Mississippi. Now, in areas of Jackson, Mississippi, where that machine is, they got good, clean drinking water and usable water. Because the water out the tap is still fouled. So, the Moses West Foundation, brothers and sisters, I suggest, please, to look at the website and make donations. The Moses West Foundation. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar located. Wadada's in the West End here in Atlanta on Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, across the street from Soul Vegetarian, up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Wadada's have all kinds of smoothies and fruit drinks and pastries and health foods and dry goods, beans, you know, all kinds of that, lentils and so forth. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. Give them a call at 404-444-1635. 404-444-1635. They even have a vegan restaurant. Oh, that's what they are. I'm thinking of my brother. All right. There you go. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Brothers and sisters, she has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, figurines, and so much more. She has areas where they have presentations, book signings, and all kinds of stuff like that. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar located in Lithonia. That's east of Atlanta. Jump on I-20 going east to Augusta. Exit. Take the exit at exit 74. That'll be Main Street in Lithonia. When you take the exit, follow that road, and then make a left, and now you're headed north. And about a mile, the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar will be on the left. Check him out. He has T-shirts, and books. He has a coffee bar. He has pastries. He has all kind of stuff. You know, red, black, and green shoes. Yeah. So, then jump back in the ride. Head back the other way. Now you're going south. Make a left onto I-20 East again. The next exit, exit 75, is Turner Hill Road. Take that exit, make a right, three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. All right. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people, in the spirit of Ujamaa, Us Lifting Us, the Economic Cooperative for our people. And their Thursday night broadcast every Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. On blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU. If you want to call, if you want to listen, or give, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Brother Bija. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, not open on Mondays, open from Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. It is located in Macon, Georgia. Give Brother Bija a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. He has a vegan restaurant on the premise. Brother Bija's got it going on. Check him out, family. All right. Okay. Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop located at 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. Contact my sister, Shelly Amonset, for information and products that she's selling. at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay-Haiti, Sister Gabby, Sister Gabby Aurelia is doing great work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. SONJE-HAITI.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Excuse me, family. Yeah. So, I know that Baba Babruti, they have a presentation this Saturday. And you can contact Baba Babruti and Mama Ya if you want to donate to Akabin Institute. You can do PayPal, yabaruti@yahoo.com, or you can use Cash App, $YAA, the letter M, then Baruti, B-R-U-T-I, to make your donations. Yeah. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. I'm going to get that information for you because it's this weekend, so I want to make sure that you have it, family. So at the break, I have that information for you. Yeah. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. January 28th. The existence of a people can be measured by the extent to which they have confidence in themselves as a people and to which their national memory is intact. Thus, to annihilate a people's cultural reference points, that is, national memory, spirituality, social and political acumen, ancestral icons, and so on, is to kill the people mentally and to subject them to dependency upon the killer who substitutes his culture for the culture of the victim. This is an act of menticide, the byproducts being intercedent fratricide and, in the long term, genocide. Harold Pates. For warriors, being conscious means to be historically and are historically aware of their people's present condition and future possibilities in the context of our personal and national power. Consciousness is a state of mind wherein we know who we are, what we're up against, and what needs to be done to overcome any and every obstacle separating us from where we are now and a permanent empowerment, self-directed and self-defined sovereignty. A permanent, empowered, self-directed, and self-defined sovereignty. However, the term consciousness itself is becoming less and less useful as a descriptive of uncompromised warriors' minds because it, like locks in community, have become more and more watered down due to the conscious and unconscious efforts of those who want to make Urugu's interpretation of reality into the African way and vice versa. Instead, increasingly more warriors are choosing to use the word centered, African-centered, to describe the warrior's state of mind as simply defined above. Affirm, I do everything in my power to reverse the menticide within as well as that of any African in need of who is determined to do likewise. Affirm, I do everything in my power to reverse the menticide within as well as that of any African in need who is determined to do likewise. Say. January 29th. The warrior's behavior toward other like-minded warriors ought to be looked upon as the light shining upon the hill for all to see. Those brothers and sisters who have yet or will not come into any realm of consciousness ought to at least see and admire our collective discipline. Yeah. I wish they would do that, at least admire and respect it. that we're trying to do the work. Y'all, if you ain't going to do it, just shut up and get out the way. And don't collaborate with the cracker. That's the best that you can do, family. If you see brothers and sisters who are trying and you don't want to, you don't care to, your mind's not there, let them be. Admire them. If you say anything, if you don't say the right thing, don't say nothing at all. Arzinian, South African ancestors taught us that good behavior must come from the top. Our leadership must be visible one, exemplifying the best African warriorhood. It must be one which constantly demonstrates good character and projects it has our ideal as a people. They must be institution builders of the highest reputation, because people without good character cannot build institutions with good character. That's right. Only good character can produce an adequate model of good character for the warrior to follow. Like builds like. Like builds like. And our definition of good character must be broad in terms of positive human qualities. If only limited to one or two, there are always loopholes for deceivers who want credit for what they are not. For example, we must still be careful at the individual level in terms of who we define as men and women based on the non-contradictory public and private lives. Fermenticide can also be non-contradictory. To ignore this would leave us agreeing with an overly simplistic, out of cultural context interpretation of that individual. Some of them can also keep their word, but clearly they do not fit in African definition of warriorhood. So do not get twisted up in their other equally debased confusion, as they will surely try to use our ancestors against us by only pointing out that their adherence to only one non-contradictory variable. For the true measure of a man or a woman has to be more and much, much more than simply keeping one's word. It's got to be example. Affirm, I am a shining example of African warriorhood. I say, affirm, I am a shining example of African warriorhood. And brothers and sisters, you know we need warriors. The Inya, it's a sim of daily revolutionary thought. Yeah. We're going to play some stuff that people send me all the time. You know, I'm still looking for that piece, man, from the other day. I really do hope I come across it one of these days real soon. But I got a number of pieces that I want to just, you know, play. I played some the other day, you know. Yeah. This is in Detroit, I believe. This is a nice piece here. I'm going to play this. And we'll play them and open them up for discussion, you know. You know how we do. But family, this Friday is special. My co-host, Brother Irv Lewis, will be with me this Friday. But our guest will be Brother Ayo Kamathi. Brother Ayo Kamathi, the author, the Irritated Genie, the author of Jews Are the Problem. Ayo Kamathi, Jews Are the Problem. We have the book. We're going to go ahead and get into the book. And, man, just go ahead and run it. Just go ahead and run it. And don't give a damn. The Jews are the problem. You know? That's for sure. The Jews are the problem. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. This Friday, check this out.
is supposed to expose, humiliate, and embarrass black elected officials who do not serve the interests of black people. My definition for a Sambo is a Negro who serves the interests of his oppressor over the interests of his own people. This year at the awards dinner, the winners were the Reverend Dr. Jim Holly, who went to Ukraine to help the Ukraine refugees, while we have black refugees in the city of Detroit. It's a Sambo dinner. That is supposed.
Yeah. The Sambo. Yeah. I'm telling you. This is deeper still.
Genocide in Congo, the apartheid in South Africa, and exploitation of Africa as a whole is linked with Israel. Israel's largest export is diamonds, with zero diamond mines in Israel. Their monopoly over the diamond industry is soaked in the blood of Africans. One of the oligarchs behind the killing of Congo's first prime minister was Maurice Templesman, a diamond magnate who used his wealth to lobby politicians in Russia, USA, and Africa. After Lumumba was executed, Templesman made sure the puppet Mobutu remained in power by using the CIA agent Larry Devlin to manipulate the geopolitical landscape of Congo and South Africa. For Israeli-owned diamond companies like De Beers to remain exploiting Africa after we gained independence, De Beers was founded by Cecil Rhodes with the funding of the Rothschilds, then sold to the Oppenheimer family years later. The company De Beers still exploits Africa's diamonds to this day, funded the apartheid in South Africa in the 90s, and today funds Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Since then, nothing has changed apart from they now have a Black Panther actress as their global ambassador and pretend to support BLM once a year. In fact, De Beers endorsed the taking down of Rhodes' statue to portray that his colonial past shouldn't be glorified, a symbolic gesture to cover up the fact that nothing has changed. They will try and satisfy our rage with symbolic victories like BLM, but that's for another video. The irony of Lupita Nyong'o being the global ambassador for De Beers is laughable. In the movie Black Panther, her real-life character would be a villain. Is still controlled by mega corporations like De Beers, Shell, Glencore PLC, and Barrick Gold, which use their stranglehold over our resources to micromanage the continent and fund Israel, resulting in mass poverty and mass migration due to living conditions are unstable. They have selected our leaders ever since our independence, and when a leader or activist steps out of line, they have them executed. This is why the genocide in Congo.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about that, of course, on Friday. The European Jews' manipulation and control of various resources and how they do it, how they gain the sympathy of the world. Man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Friday, family, no doubt. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah, we're going to play a number of things. You can join this conversation by dialing 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Here's this Caucasian talking about chemical biological warfare. You know, I remember in the movie Dry White Season, there was a brother running into the beer garden. And in the beer garden, people that would they weren't drinking beer out of a glass or a stein or a mug. They were drinking that shit out of a bucket. They would get wasted. And the brother runs in there, young brother. See, that's what they want you to do. Drink and you will not fight for your freedom. You know? Then it was learned, one of the clerks, not before the clerk, I can't remember that cracker's name, but anyway, they put into the beer that they would drink the ability to sterilize us. So, you know, even though Caucasians were never the numeric majority in South Africa, but they controlled everything, showing that, unlike, see, here in this country, they created themselves to be the numeric majority by controlling the population, killing off the indigenous people, literally killing them, you know, and that, and they've done that in other places. I mean, you can go to, particularly in South America, like Argentina. Argentina had Africans, just like Brazil had Africans, you know. But Argentina wanted to birth them out and just all out kill them. So when a Caucasian had sex with a sister and the offspring, that offspring was not allowed to have sex with another African. You must whiten up. So the only person that child, male or female, could have sex with Caucasians. And that's why in Argentina, and of course they color struck like a big dog also too, they do the most plastic. They use plastic. See, here in this country, people get plastic surgery, and it's like, no, I've always looked like this, you know. But there, it's a badge of honor. They wear their tape and their bandages from the surgery very proudly, you know. Yeah, Argentina. But all the other parts of the world, you know, white supremacy is a global phenomenon. It is a global phenomenon. And it's in everything they do. I love Francis. I love that great ancestor, Francis Cress Welsing, and Dr. Neely Fuller, the work that they've done, her book, The ISIS Papers, her lectures. Love Francis. Yeah. You know, it's in everything they do. She said that she was in her kitchen and it came upon her of why this is, why they have to do this. You know, because when they went around the world claiming everybody's stuff in the name of and raping the women and then seeing the offspring did not look like them, causing an innate fear within them of genetic annihilation. So they have to control all of that. Everything they do is about control. And to me, dear family, to me, and I've been on this radio program saying the same thing. I'm consistent. My whole thing is independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for African people. That's it. I ain't down with no coalitions. I ain't down with, sharing. Hell with that. I don't want to share shit with crackers. I want them to leave us alone. And we need to find ways to protect ourselves. We need to find ways. And, you know, really, family, we could do it. If we put our what to it? Exactly. Our minds. Our minds. Yeah. Listen to this one. Listen to a few of these today. And you can call in and comment on them. Or if you got something, please do.
They had no idea what he was up to, that he was working with the South African Germ Warfare Program. Henry Ford was messing around with chemical biological warfare.
Barry was a wonderful fellow. Mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called
kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these are germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
From the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So there, that's one reason why they got into genetic modification research, into is there a way to have contraceptives that could somehow basically sterilize blacks without them knowing it, and kind of all kinds of what at the time or in hindsight seemed like pretty far out research.
There was some talk about an ethnic weapon Project I was working on. It was called Black Bomb.
That was great, yeah. That was the most fun I've had in my life. That whole episode of the ethnic weapon was very well set out in court, in the court papers. What happened is we had the objective to synthesize a certain protein that was in sperm for contraceptive purposes. The objective was that if you could immunize a woman against sperm, then you would make her infertile. We were asked to do this by another country. We had a population explosion problem as part of an exchange of technology. They were giving us other stuff. They asked, well, we haven't got the time or the place to do that. Will you guys do that?
Yeah. Germ warfare. Oh, no, these crackers ain't playing. You know that, family. You know these crackers ain't playing. They serious. They serious. Brother Irv, how you doing?
Baba OG, how you doing, my brother?
Well, first, man, I just want to say, man. And I know it's a sad day in B-more, man. You know? I know.
Bob Hoshi, I've read so many comments as to what happened with the sporting event. Because let's be perfectly clear, this ain't the Olympics. Yeah. This is a sporting event.
Yeah.
A brother years ago tried to sue because he thought that one of the referees made a bad call at a basketball game or a football game.
Okay.
And the court told him, I need you to look at your ticket.
Right.
And the ticket said that this is a sporting event similar to WWE. So this, come on now, keep it 100. So you can get mad all you want.
Yeah.
But the reality is, whatever it is what it is. If it's rigged, it's rigged. If it's fixed, it's fixed.
Yeah.
But it's entertainment.
Right.
And we have to keep that in perspective. Even when you lose, even when you win, it's still entertainment. Tom Brady bleeds just like I do, even though he won a bunch of Super Bowls, you know.
Right.
But Lamar Jackson is MVP of the league because they can't get around that. And if they could, they would. But he's MVP of the league. That's it. He ain't MVP of the Super Bowl. And it was interesting, man. I watched the people because I watch folk, man. I observed. They were internalizing this loss to the point where it was making people physically sick. I mean, physically sick. Baba, it was unbelievable. I'm like, take
that. Hear that laughter. That's Jay. Hold on. Just hold on, Jay.
I'm like, reel it in, my brothers. Because for me, if you take that same energy and put that into the liberation of your people, into the self-determination or freeing Africa from these enslavers, from these colonizers, if you take that same energy, be free right now.
Yeah.
But because we're able to be steered and into a place where Aruba wants us to be. And he starts this at birth. Let's keep it 100. This don't start when you get grown. You even, I know about Benjamin Franklin and Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, right. But I didn't know nothing. Right. I didn't know anything about my black inventors or freedom fighters. I didn't know nothing about them.
Well, you know, that's
I knew about the one.
You know, what's interesting is that when we were coming up, we didn't learn about anybody who would resist. You didn't learn in school about Harriet Tubman. You didn't learn about, sure in hell didn't learn about Nat Turner, because he was killing crackers.
No.
You didn't learn about
that.
You learned, even Booker T, I mean, even Frederick Douglass. You learned about Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver. They didn't want to tell about anybody who talked about resistance. You definitely wouldn't read the Frederick Douglass 4th of July speech. What is your 4th of July to me but hypocrisy? You know, you didn't learn that then. When we were coming up in school in 50s, mm-hmm. prior to the 50s and even into the 60s, then of course the push for black history began to happen in the latter part of the 60s into the 70s, you know.
And even with that, Baba, Arugal has to regulate what black history you learn. Because I keep hearing about Martin Luther King Jr. Over and over. And you know, Living Color did a little skit on that where the lady kept saying, so what you think is black history? She said, Martin Luther King Jr. And she kept saying that because what she was saying was, that's all the history you need to know.
No.
Well, what day is it? It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And she kept saying that. And what happens is, You don't see anything else. You don't see John Brown. Yeah. They don't even talk about John Brown.
And if they do, they make him crazy. John Brown's a fucking lunatic.
He's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got to be crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you want to free the black people?
Mm-hmm.
That's free labor, stupid. We ain't got to pay them. But it's something to talk about, something to think about, but nothing to dwell on.
Yeah.
Because if you want to dwell on something, let's dwell on the freedom of our people. Let's dwell on this hysteria that's coming up right now with the I think it was 4 or 6 American soldiers were killed in Jordan, and they said, what is America going to do?
Right.
What is America going to do? So don't this sound like some gangster
stuff
and, my street cred.
Right.
Like you know, you can't let nobody just step on you, Bumpy. You got to handle that. so that's what they, Biden, you got to handle that, man. So now Biden.
And this is supposedly was done by Iran.
Iran. Well, you know, it did the same thing with Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
That's Flight 103. He had something to do with that, and then it comes out that he did not have anything to do with that. So and it was plain and clear. But you know what that was about? That was more about economics because Gaddafi was going to create currency backed by gold. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you about this.
That's why he had to go.
Because that supersedes this paper money that's backed by nothing.
Right.
We're backed by nuclear bombs. So my point is, Bob Oshie, and I'm going to let somebody else talk. I don't want to take up all the time because we're getting to the break. But my point is, they're building up an environment as if the same way they did around Malcolm. We're going to make it so that when we kill Malcolm, nobody will be upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to build this up so that when we go in there and drop these bombs on these people in Jordan, everybody's going to say it's justified because they killed those soldiers. Mm-hmm. With that drone. A drone killed them, so from what I understand.
Right.
I only know what they tell me.
It's the same thing that happened in October with the European Jews, you know? And you mean to tell me as much information as these European Jews have that somehow the information about this attack slipped? You know, just somebody wasn't watching? Somebody wasn't aware and it slipped? And y'all locked... No, y'all allowed it to happen. Y'all helped make it happen. Because why? You want to go ahead and take all of Palestine. And right now, they're adamant about it. No, there's not going to be a ceasefire. No, we're not going to do this. We're going to eradicate.
No two-state solution.
No,
two-state solution.
No, Not no, Palestine. And then we
this Baba Oshie, real quick, when they moved the Palestinians to the refugee area, then they bombed the refugee area. My God.
Yes, what evil, kind, man.
How did you get to sleep at night? But then, Baba Oshie, let's not fool ourselves. We're dealing with a white man, a white Rugu, that a European that has enslaved people. See, this is the part that I don't take for granted or take lightly. You actually enslaved a people, not for a day, not for a week, but for centuries.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. From the cradle to the grave, you were a slave. Mm-hmm. And then you act like, oh, well, it wasn't that. It was a long time ago. You're talking about generational slavery. Baba Oshie, that is nothing.
You're talking about a generational slavery that went from physical to mental. And the mental is even worse. Because you can't conceive. You can't comprehend how it feels to be free, how it feels to be your own person, how it feels to be independent, liberated, sovereign. You can't feel that. You have no understanding about that. You don't even want to goddamn it talk about it.
No. No. Don't want to talk, let alone want to see it.
Right.
You want to sit here and sing songs and, oh, we're going to march because we're going to show them that we can't be moved. You can't stop us. You pour water. You beat us up. And we won't fight back. Yes, we will. Because the only thing you understand is pain.
Yeah.
Because the pain that my people have suffered and are still suffering to this day. And we sit here, want to wear their clothes and marry their women and go to their schools and say we doing fantastic. And then when one of us get out of line and step up, either he's crazy or he got to be dealt with.
Yeah.
We'll send the Negro handlers to get him. Well, you know, you're going to make all of us going to pay a price for what you do. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's Netanyahu is a gangster.
It's a gangster.
Yo,
man.
Yo, I got to handle this. I'm going to handle. And he, for every one of us you kill, we're going to kill.
Right.
5,000 of you guys. They killed over 20,000 Palestinians have died.
Yeah.
Over these 1,200 or 200 or whatever it is, Israelis that were taken hostage.
And I don't believe
hostage.
That either.
I mean, does the crime fit the punishment? My God, Oshie. Yeah. My God, you're killing women, children. Every 30 minutes, a Palestinian woman dies in Palestine. Every 30 minutes, a woman dies. Now, who's she shooting? What gun she got? She's trying to eat every day.
Yeah, but she's vital.
But
the woman is vital because without the woman, there is no Palestinian.
Then we ain't going to talk about no family.
You know,
because Israel ain't talking about a family. They're promoting homosexuality. And that's not a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to produce any children.
Right.
That's two men or two women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to qualify it either. That's the part that gets me with when you have a discussion about anything. Well, you know, I don't hate all homosexuals. I never said I did that. So why do I have to apologize for that? Let me say it first before I have to apologize for it. In other words, I'm not going to scratch if I'm not itching.
Come on,
I'm not going to laugh till you tell the joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You can tell it, but I'm not going to laugh until you tell it.
Yeah.
See, what we do is even after you tell it,
I'm listening, so I don't laugh because it ain't funny.
Come on. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Listen, man, I'm going to take
a break.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm
going
to hold on.
Yeah. And when we come back from the break, we'll take more callers. Jay, you there?
Hey, listen, I was just coming in to give pastoral services to the both of you in regard to the defeat last night, because I know y'all both were suffering. And I'm here to give you my sympathy. But it'll be all right, because next year they'll win it all.
That's right.
Hey, listen.
Next year they're going to win it all. Baltimore, next year. Mark my words.
Sometimes you're not ready. And last night showed that he really wasn't ready. But I can tell you this. The fire, in the way that he has progressed over these 6 years that he's been in the NFL, when all of the so-called draft gurus
all of them said that he would be a bust.
Right, and he'll be a he should be a wide receiver.
All day long talking about how they said he was going to be a bust. I'm saying, and I'm going on record, next year he will have a better year than this year because now he's an experience. He done experienced what it's like to be on that stage. And a player like him only gets better after being on that stage. But listen, Irv, I want to tell you this right quick. Your numbers are wrong in regards to the death of Palestinians. There's been over 100,000 Palestinians killed and more in Syria, in Israel, and the United States cannot report those type of numbers. But there's way more people than what
they were.
Because the bottom line is, you got people dying every day from starvation, from disease.
Right.
Think about a person that needs to be on dialysis. You know what I mean? But the reality is this. They're never going to tell the truth because of what it's going to cause. And let me tell you something. More and more people around the world are really having issues and problems in what's being done to the Palestinian people. Now, y'all know years ago I've said that Israel just toyed with them like people going after money.
Right.
My position is, why torment the people in the manner in which you're doing? Either get them out of the country or kill them all. The reality is, they're never going to be able to go back to Gaza. If you look at Gaza, how do you rebuild Gaza? And the question becomes, who pays for the rebuilding of Gaza? Think about that. Now, Israel ain't going to allow nobody else to pay for it because their intention is to do it themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. Through the United States, through Western means. Through
and the United States go fund it.
Exactly.
If you really want to be honest about it. Now, the question becomes, is there ever going to be a president again like Richard Nixon who treated the Israeli Jew in the manner in which they deserve to be treated? That's the question. Now, would Trump do it? I don't know. I don't know if Trump would do it, but he'll make some changes. He'll try to stop certain things, but the reality is Joe Biden's going to do nothing to stop what's going on, and it's going to cost him dearly because now he's losing the Islamic vote from which he needs to win the Electoral College. But
Trump has already pledged his allegiance to Israel.
Yeah.
So they both of
them.
They both do, but one will try to keep that out of control.
One will try to make the optics a little better. Joe Biden ain't even trying to make the optics better, and he's about to bomb Iran into smithereens if he thinks he could get away with it without them shooting off a nuclear bomb. Because believe me, Iran will shoot off a nuclear bomb quiet as kept.
They're not going to bomb Iran. They're not going to.
Well, look.
I can tell you that.
Well, look, Irv, I got to run for a second, but I need to weigh in. I need you to weigh in after OC do the break on the situation last Friday with this secession of Texas and explain to some of our listeners, even with these other 25 states, that it ain't never going to happen because they ain't got no bacon. They ain't got no backing with the bacon. Where it really counts. I need you after the break to really
he
give
said, back
other dollars
with the bacon. Don't she go to the break, please.
Exactly, man.
He can't help
bye,
it. He can't
bye,
help
bye,
it.
Bye, Jay. All right, man. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. We're going to take a break. You stay with us. We'll be right back. Man, I tell you.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Yeah, Joyful Process from America Eats Its Young. Parliament Funkadelic, the 70s, man, I tell you, the 70s, yeah. So, getting back to this discussion, once again, this Friday, family, our my co-host, Brother Irv Lewis, and I will be talking with Brother Ayo Kamathi, the Irritated Genie, from his new book, Jews Are the Problem. And if you listen to this program, you've known that for years, you know, because we're not afraid to say it. But obviously in this society and around the world, these European Jews have made you fearful of saying it. Don't you remember Marlon Brando, Michael Jackson, Spike Lee? So many others. If you wanted to have a career in that situation, yeah, you better not say nothing against them European Jews. Here's a piece I'm going to play for you in Haiti. You know, we talk about Haiti all the time. And how messed up Haiti is, not because of the brothers and sisters. Oh yes, they're, you know, but because of all of the interpolation, all of the outside influence, all of the problems of France and England and so forth. Because of the fact that they engineered a successful rebellion. 1804, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Boukman, throw away the white man's God and you will be free. Not you might, not you could, not maybe, not you should. No, you will. We still haven't done that. That's the problem. Check this out.
The U.S. invaded Haiti. Immediately, they seized all the gold from Haitian banks and transferred them to the National City Bank in New York. The U.S. also put all Haitian banks under control of American banks. The United States took control of Haiti and wrote them a new constitution, one written to benefit them. The new constitution allowed Americans to purchase Haitian lands easily. Haitians, known for not giving up without a fight, gathered in their masses and decided to fight against this new constitution. The most famous leader in this rebellion was Charlemagne Peralt. The U.S. Marines hunted down Peralt, executed him, and tied his body to a door and paraded it through the streets of Haiti. They even took photos of the hero's dead body and scattered thousands from a plane throughout the nation. The U.S. military took control and ruled Haiti as a colony for 20 years. This colonial rule led to neocolonialism. 1950.
Yeah. The history of America's involvement. You know, there is a perception that they had none because a lot of people didn't want to deal with that early history. You know? Yeah, that's them. So I'm looking for some more stuff to put on our mind. Yeah. I like this young brother right here, young African brother. He's saying, all these things mean nothing for us as Africans. We must come together. You know, he's correct, isn't he?
That is why I said, it is high time for Africa to look inward. Look into what is working in different African countries and then try to adapt that as a style. But we trust people who have been dominating us for 400 years, exploiting our resources with exploitation and racism behaviors, and yet we find it difficult to trust our neighbors. This is the question within the continent. It is high time for us to break the disconnection. These borders mean nothing. Even if I travel to Kenya today, I just recognize brothers and sisters in the streets. If you travel to Liberia today, you recognize brothers and sisters along the streets. Mm-hmm. So that is what we need to understand, and we build that as a nation. That is why I said it is high.
And the brother is right. He's right. These borders, they don't have 54 sovereign nations on the continent of Africa. They have a messed up situation in the north because of the Arabs. And why they constantly talking about sub-Saharan Africa has something separate. No, it's one continent. It's Africa. And as soon as the Nigerians, the Cameroonians, the Kenyans, the Tanzanians, all of them recognize that and kick everybody's ass out, we're on our way. Sister.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm well.
Yeah, I was doing your program, and I agree with everything that was said earlier in reference to what's going on in... Oh, okay, I can't talk right now. Give me a second. Give me 1 minute. I'm in the conference. I'll call you back. I put it in. It's 1 week. Hello, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just saying that I agree with everything they were saying about Gaza and Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. I think we talked last week about how the World Court had mm-hmm. ruled that
right.
You know, that they have to have humanitarian aid and stop all the genocidal actions, mm-hmm. prevent them. So that went in, and then that evening, that weekend later, Netanyahu alleged that the UN was in cahoots with the October 7th mm-hmm. bombing,
yes,
of
right.
Israel.
Yes.
And so then they just said, well, so then United States, along with Israel and Britain, they said, well, we're just not going to give any more UN aid. We're not going to allow them to get the aid in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just an abomination right there.
Right.
And with no evidence. This is just what Netanyahu was saying that they found, and no evidence. And so they said they're going to do an investigation. So you're going to stop letting the food and water come into the people? Mm-hmm. So that's just an abomination right there. Just lying, conniving. And I have wanted to mention about what Mama Nabantu had brought up on
yes.
Friday about
yes.
About Texas. First of all, I just want to say Mama Nabantu is a queen. She is
No doubt.
Awesome.
I wish she had time to come on and talk about it. She did send me some information about the
proceedings.
Yeah,
I know, and I was
going to
talk
Saturday.
About that information too.
Well, but please do.
But let me just say this about Mama Nabantu. She is very wise. She is a freedom fighter. She is an esteemed elder. She's Dr. Nabantu Akawanda. She's had her doctor. She's been fighting for our freedom, for our people. So she's very honorable, okay?
Right.
And so, for someone to
qualified.
Say that what she's saying is
she
stupid
is
problematic to me. And what she was saying was not stupid. And it's been all in the news all over the weekend. She's trying to bring us knowledge and information from the front, from the beginning. So, I give her that respect and trust to listen
sure.
to it. And they're saying
agree.
This thing about Texas. Like there's this governor, the governor over Texas is in the process of defying what the Supreme Court had ordered, that they take down those barbed wire fences and things that they were having to prevent immigrants from coming in. And so then he gets in cahoots. I think they said it's 24 other governors that they're going to defy this, and someone from Oklahoma. There was one governor from Oklahoma that had sent his defense forces in, I guess the National Guard, sending the National Guard in to be able to combat the people that would be trying to, the uh-huh. U.S. force. And so it's like, it's like they are trying to set up like a potential civil war.
Civil war, yeah. Well,
yes.
It remains to be seen. I put nothing past these Caucasians.
What remains to be seen?
It remains to be seen how it evolves. I put nothing past these Caucasians to do whatever they feel they must do to maintain their positions of dominance and control. Nothing.
Right.
You know, state-sanctioned stuff, you know, all kinds of craziness like that. I put nothing past them. So it remains to be seen, you know. But, you know,
but it seems that they are defying what they said, and they, you know, trying to, you know, mobilizing forces down. Oklahoma has sent the National Guard and things down there. So,
right, and there's been 20-some other states who, you know, who say they support Texas in this effort to secure that border, you know, and also
they call it an invasion.
But also too, this kind of coincides with the 2025 agenda. The 2025 agenda basically is when Donald Trump wins this election, which I don't think he will. Many people think that he will, and the fact that even though there is all kinds of stuff coming down the road before the election in November that could preclude him from doing it, I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen, from my perspective, is that they're going to allow Donald Trump to run. And the question will become to the American citizens, will you vote him in or are you going to vote him out? And if you vote him in, then that 225 agenda will be enacted, along with all the other craziness will be enacted, with all the idea of him being a dictator, not on just on day one, but period. So, you know, if you want to deal with this foolishness, you know, then go ahead, vote him in. Vote him in, you know. But we'll see. We'll see, Mama.
You know, I feel people are just saying, a lot of times people say, they just believe in Trump. How could they believe in Trump? I say the people that's going for that, they just as corrupt as Trump is.
Yeah.
You know, they just as corrupt and diabolical, all the things. He's a rapist and all the other things. He's, you know, diabolical things, conniving things. And so they have so much hysteria about that. You're not going to be changing these people's opinions. They just like him. They believe in him.
Yeah.
It's not so much they. I don't even know if they believe in him or his lies, but they just in cahoots with what his practice is.
Right. All right, my sister, you stay with us, okay, Mama?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Queen.
All right. Peace. We have another wireless. Go ahead. You're on. I see no name. Wireless caller. Yes. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're listening to African Perspective. Is this Mama Nabantu?
Yes, this is my other phone.
It's the other phone. All right. Well, I'm glad that you called. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the information and our talk the other day. And so this comprise our listeners about what happened at the meeting this past Saturday.
At the town hall meeting. Yes. Yes. So you might later this week might take some excerpts off of there.
Okay. I'll listen to it and see if I can definitely do that and play that Wednesday, because I know Friday we have Brother Ayu Kamathi coming on talk about his book, The Jews Are the Problem. So we're going to get deep off into that. In fact, that might be a one- or two-parter, because that's a lot of good information that we're going to be throwing out to the community on that. So, yeah. So.
Well, you talking about the secession of Texas?
Yes.
I missed something.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
Okay. So, did they talk about the Supreme Court ruling last week?
Okay.
That they ruled that the executive branch federal agents can come and cut the barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And that right after that, Governor Abbott signed an order that Texas is being invaded by immigrants.
Right. And there's something in the Constitution that can aid him in secession to protect his own borders. Right.
Right. He has a right to protect himself. Mm-hmm. And so the 25 states agree with him. And he has a right to overstep the United States, and Texas is a republic, and it votes every now and then to stay in the United States, but they can always vote themselves out because they are a republic. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that Biden is going to lose all 25 of those states, and there's no way he can become the president if this goes down. Mm-hmm. And it's going to cause total chaos. And Texas will have to deal with force against the federal agents and the federal government, and trying to succeed is not going to be easy to do.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But legally and fundamentally, they are correct. And it's just going to end up with possibly a civil war. And a lot of people are not going to live through this.
No, and there, nobody's prepared for this. This is crazy. This is insanity.
No, because people wait till the last minute to prepare. Mm-hmm. That's the other problem.
See, that's my contention is, let them crackers do what the hell they gonna do. Let's exodus. Yes. Let's get out of this madness. Shit, Mama Nabantu, I wouldn't lift a finger to fight to stay in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. What makes
anyone think that the government agents and federal agents are not backing Trump? Who knows if they come in there, they'll switch sides. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because they not all for Biden. You talking about a coup in the United States?
Well,
it's going to be also a financial destruction.
Yeah, and I think that those people who have the serious finances are going to quell this. They're going to squash this. That's what I believe. Because I'm quite sure they don't want to, although they could say, hey, I'm out of here. I'm taking my billions to Europe. I'm taking my billions to the Netherlands. I'm taking my billions to, you know, to other places and getting out of the U.S. because of the encroachment of a civil war. That these fools want to engage in a physical conflict between the government and the seceders, those who are into secession. That's going to be madness.
And then the first week of February is supposed to be a Siberian cold front that could possibly cause a blackout in Texas.
Yeah.
That happened
a few years ago. Yes.
And so that would mean they would need federal aid.
Right.
And they likely will not get it because...
Right, because they're planning to secede. Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
So if the folks living in Texas, they need to be prepared. Mm-hmm. They need to have food on the side and light. Be able to cook food and have heat if that happens. It's ridiculous that the Siberian cold front is going to hit West Texas, but it could affect the entire state with a blackout. So it's a wait and see right now.
Wow. I tell you, you know, instead of humanity looking at all these calamities, what humanity has done has caused the climate change. So instead of saying we've caused this, let us come together to find ways to deal with this and correct this for the betterment of the future. They don't give a damn about no damn future. They don't care about no future. It's because of when you're into selfishness and greediness, you only care about yourself and right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
this is some madness, Mama Nabantu. I swear, this is some madness. So I'm going to listen to those, and I'm going to play those on Wednesday. Like I said,
okay.
And then on Friday, like I said, we got Brother Irritated Genie, so me and Irv are going to open the phone lines and talk about the Jews are the problem.
Yes.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Mama Dabantu.
All right. You're welcome.
Peace. Yeah, this is crazy.
Baba Oshie.
Yes. Uh huh.
I'm sorry to chime in, but I just wanted to ask Mama Mabantu before she left, why was there the first civil war in this country? And the answer to that is economics. That war was about economics. That war was about the North was paying for their labor and the South was getting their labor for free. So
right. They
got upset. And the same, and think about this. Baba Oshie said greed and domination. Right. You're dealing right. with a Rugu who worships money. His God is his money, and he will sacrifice his planet for money. In other words, that's correct. So what's happening is, I don't believe that they will let this thing go to the point where they will destroy themselves and the whole planet will be destructed. But they will do this. These white people, because of the money, because they feel as though that the Democrats got more money than the Republicans. You're the same people. You both are the same people. You both are colonizers. You both believe that life doesn't matter. It's about the money. I have to live above my means. I have to have more than I need. And that's what this is all about. And if you look at Israel, the United States mimics Israel. If you notice, the only country that's actually taken Israel to court is South Africa.
Right.
What is that? Why aren't all the countries saying this is wrong? So the point I'm making, my sister, is I believe there will be some semblance of a civil war. I mean, I think it will be crushed really quickly. I think the money, they worship their money so much. See, we don't have a dog in this fight. The American African, we don't have a dog in this fight. What we need to do is, like you said, get some food, get some ammunition, and protect ourselves. And the one thing that white people do, as they did in Africa, was they put borders up. They separated. It's one Africa. But the way to keep them colonized is to make them into a bunch of different countries.
Thank you for calling your office.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. So yeah, they make them into a bunch of different countries and divide and conquer. It's the same thing. And they do that to black people. Sister, if you're in trouble, I'm in trouble.
Right.
I'm not any different than you. Arugu doesn't see you any different than me.
No.
You're the N-word to Arugu. That's just the way he looks at you. So no, we have to, and when you say come together, not just to come together to have a party, not to come together to shake your booty, come together to get your liberation, to have your self-determination, to build something. And you can't build something when every turn you make, Arugu's tearing you down. He's coming for your children. He's coming for your elders. He's coming for your education. And he wants you to sing some damn song, some damn Negro national anthem. I'm not a Negro.
But you know what?
Come on now.
Africa was in total control of all their resources. Europe would go down. And that's what we're working for. United.
That's right.
They need total control of resources.
Yes, they need sovereignty. They need total control of the land, the resources, the education, everything about living, Africa must be in control of for its own survival, for its own sovereignty. That's what must happen. Go ahead, Mama Nabantu.
We will benefit because we'll be able to vote on who the next president would be in all those countries.
That's right. That's right.
Totally that's right. In control.
I'm sorry to cut in.
Go ahead.
My sister. But the currency is resources. The currency is not this American dollar. The dollar is a promissory note. Say it again.
There's not going to be no more dollars in a couple of months. It's all going to be digital.
You're absolutely correct. I believe that too. So no, my sister, you make some very interesting points, and I agree with you that we as a people have to turn inward and depend on each other and stop fighting each other. And we are, you are my sister. It's not
It's not okay, about
I'm sorry.
It's not about what white people think about you, or what you think about yourself and your fellow, your brethren. Because these white folks in America are fighting, sending money to Israel to help their brethren. They're getting together to fight as a group. And we as American Africans need to do that. We need to fight as a group and not as individuals and not each other.
Right.
Stop fighting each other. Just because we have a minor disagreement or even a major disagreement, talk it out. We got into it talking, we can get out of it talking. But what we're not going to do is let someone else mediate our differences.
Especially somebody outside of us. No. This is an internal family squabble, only family involved.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So
the Native American said, we should have never let them get off the boat. We should have brought the food out to them.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
There you go.
So let me, you guys hold on, Irv. I'm gonna bond to. Let me continue on with this information I want to try to give. This is, of course, this, our dear sister Arcana, Chichambori Kwa, talking about the colonized mind.
Why is it that we are unable to come together and speak our truth and demand that what needs to be done must be done? It's because they defeated us where it matters the most, which is the mind. It started with the missionaries in Africa long before slavery. They were sent by the Roman Catholic Church to subdue the Africans, make them believe that when you get slapped, turn the other cheek, and that your riches are in heaven. So by the time they followed with the colonizers to reap and rape Africa, we were already brainwashed. We were meant to believe everything African was bad and undesirable, and everything European was better. And the same brainwashing continued as our children were taken out of Africa as slaves. It continued on the plantations, color gradations, light skin versus dark skin, field workers versus kitchen workers. To this day, we suffer from the legacy of slavery and the legacy of colonization. For how long are we going to continue to suffer from this affliction?
How long? That's the question. I'm saying we end this today. We end this now. This is madness. This is madness, family. You know, as I talk about these things on this program, because I've been thinking and saying these things for a long time, and I think it's, you know, it's easy, but it's hard. I know that's a contradiction. It's easy because all you got to do is look at it, change your mind, and work to make it happen. It's hard because your mind has been trained not to look at that, not to deal with that, to hate yourself, to hate each other. I just listened to a piece a couple of days ago, why are these cats going after all these white women? All the football players, all the basketball players, the politicians, Tim Scott degrading himself, proposing to the Caucasian woman. I think he's, well, but anyway, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is a crazy situation. We have to get up out from under their madness. That's why sovereignty is the only solution. That's why independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty is the only solution. That's why a real serious Pan-Africanism is the only solution. That's why if we don't unify, we are going to die. I remember somebody asked me years ago. He said, "Man, if you would give up basketball, watching the pros and playing in football and all these sports, if you would give that up and you would be independent and free, hell yeah, I wouldn't watch another second. If African people would move in that direction, I wouldn't, none of that stuff. I wouldn't watch another TV program. None of it. If African people began to march and to move in the direction of a dynamic Pan-Africanism that is sincere and dedicated to helping Africa reestablish itself on the world stage with the resources that we have as true players in the world, where we have men and women who are statespersons. Ain't nobody no dictator. Ain't nobody no selfish, greedy son of a bitch. We have people who love Africa, who love themselves, who love being who they are, love how they look, and understand what has happened to us historically and fight hard against it. Understanding the mind that we must develop that embraces us in all of its light, bright to damn near white, blue, black, all of it, and feel good about it. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Ocean.
Yeah.
Let me say this, and I think the reality is people talk about this whole situation with Texas. You know, there is only a small group of people that are pushing this nonsense. And these people have an agenda. And it's just like they talk about these other 25 or whatever states. There's only a small group of people that push that nonsense. The majority of the people of those states ain't gonna go along with that nonsense. They haven't put together a referendum on a ballot to move this nonsense forward. They haven't put together a referendum on the ballot in Texas to move this forward. Then you have these individuals who send National Guard troops to Texas. Now, come on. What do those troops do if the president says we are nationalizing all of the troops that are in Texas that are National Guard in any other troop? They can't do that
in Texas. The National Guard is government. They have state militia. They can mobilize them. That's the state. The National Guard, that's part of the United States government.
But see? The point is, Oshi, it boils down to this. You're going to tell me you're going to basically kill yourself to protect some crackers in Texas? You're gonna die because you are gonna die. Let's be very clear. If the United States government says that they're gonna military attack these so-called militias and other nut jobs, they have no weaponry to compete. You have no weaponry to compete. Do you remember what the cracker did to the brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, the Moon brothers and sisters? Now, what do you think would keep them from doing that same action to some sick-ass crackers? I mean, just look at what they're doing to the so-called January 6th. You know, we sometimes people live in this fantasy about they're going to challenge the government and all of these things, we're going to die for freedom and blah, blah, blah. Yo, that's suicidal. And the reason why I always say it's suicidal is because you have no army to compete. You're going to be David and Goliath?
Yeah.
Come on, man. And that's why I say a lot of times this is nothing more than rhetoric, silly talk.
Yeah.
Because it's no common sense. It's no rationale. It's no thought in this. You know what I mean? This is nothing more than Abbott.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, Jay. Let me tell you this. Let me cut you everybody off for a moment. I have to tend to something. Family. This is a very serious subject. Of course, we don't know the we don't know how it's going to play out. But let's see. But the bottom line for us is this is not our fight, as Brother Irv said, and it never has been. But I'm dealing with something very serious. A dear friend of mine who I worked with for many years in the Milwaukee Fire Department. We worked together our last 10 to 15 years of our careers together. And I was a captain. He was a lieutenant. Man, we had a great time. He's been battling. He's been in home hospice. I just got a text that he has gone on to the ancestors. And so now my focus in my mind is, you know. So please, family, I want to end the program. And 10 minutes before the time, I want to thank you all for always listening and sharing. And for those who just listen, I appreciate you. Believe me, I do. On Wednesday, we'll have a good conversation. And of course, again, on Friday, Brother Irv and myself will be hosting the guest, Brother Ayo Kamathi, and talking about his book, Jews Are the Problem. And so I'm going to end the program, family. So you have a blessed and wonderful day. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do it out, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep, that means go in peace. Isante Sana means thank you. BB40 means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family. See you on Wednesday.